And suppose I said I wanna come back home.
Carrie, can you imagine growing up in Oklahoma thinking someday I'll be singing with Randy Travis, I'll have a duet, and we'll have a number one big hit?
No. No, sir. I don't know. He's such a great person. I was so nervous the first time I met him, and then he was nice enough to let me sing his song, and then nice enough to come sing it with me. And throughout the whole thing, like, I feel like I'm so blessed and so lucky because I can call him a friend now because I've gotten to know him pretty well.
That's
so
cool.
That is awesome. I mean, somebody I've pretty much since I can remember, like, he's been on the radio for me. So yeah.
We heard the other day, Carrie, we're talking to Carrie Underwood, that the healthiest of emotions is
gratitude.
Gratitude, yeah. That's the healthiest, and it's the parent of all other emotions. Mm-hmm. And so to hear you say you're thankful for Randy Travis is kind of right there in the ballpark with a topic we've had going the last couple of days. Would you add anything? What would you add if you had to do your top five things you're most grateful for?
I am grateful for wonderful family and friends. I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that I decided to take a trip to St. Louis to try out for a television show. I had virtually no chance of even being on, let alone winning. And I'm so grateful that people voted for me and gave me this job. And I am so grateful that things have gone well since. And in my life and in my career, things have just gone so well.
That just came out of her effortlessly. Oh,
but how could they not? Look at her and her talent.
Well, there's so much that can go wrong. I don't know. There really is. And you know, some people, I don't know. Like, there's a lot that can go wrong. And there's a lot to handle and stuff like that. And I'm lucky. I have good people around me and everybody works really hard. And we do what we do and we love it.
You sound like a little flower sharing opening your petals and sharing your life with this, you delicate, sweet thing.
If you could see me right now, you would not describe me.
Oh, is this a sweatpants and ball
this
cap day?
So what? Not even a ball cap. Oh. They're like all tucked away in my closet. I couldn't bring myself to go get one.
Speaking of that, and I know you've probably seen the phenomenon of what's happened with Susan Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's often in America, not just in America, obviously around the world, because that's a British show. It's often all about how you look, and I'll bet that's often been uncomfortable for you. Is there anybody would look at Carrie and go, "Oh my gosh, she's a knockout fox"? I'm not saying that, but yet you've had to kind of. It's been the opposite problem for you. What am I asking?
I think what you're saying is, I feel like, especially in the music and entertainment business, I feel like women like have to be perfect all the time. And I don't walk around in heels and I don't like, I am perfectly fine. I'll probably put a little makeup on because I don't want to scare people. But
you mean you don't have somebody out there following you with an airbrush?
No. I mean, like, even like on the road and stuff like that, I do my own hair and makeup, like all that good stuff because I enjoy it. And I don't know. I just think it gives people such a funny idea of what we look like and then gives people a funny idea of what they should look like too. Mm-hmm. Because real people don't look like that. Real people don't look like they're just coming off the red carpet.
Is it fun to still do the play dress up thing or does it feel like work?
I love it. No, I love award shows, but like, you know, nowadays you have to like think about what you're going to wear to the airport. It's ridiculous. Like they even have like in some magazines, like so-and-so's airport style. I'm sorry. Oh, it is, it is a runway, but not for people.
You are funny.
Let me go in my sweatpants. And I hate it that I'm like, oh, flying into LAX today. Let me go put on something designer.
Dress up for TMZ or whatever.
So people think I'm cool.
I hate though is where they point out your stomach has a little bubble and immediately you're pregnant.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sweet baby bump. Yeah. We call that a food baby.
Yeah.
I've got a food baby when you've just eaten and you're like, well, it's a food baby.
You know, I'm going to ask you a question that will make everybody around me uncomfortable, but it will not you, Carrie.
Okay.
They're going to get really nervous when I say it, but you will not be.
Okay.
We've got to talk about your bacon soup.
My bathing suit.
Oh, great.
I used to call it a bacon soup.
You did? Your bathing suit?
That's what you used to call it. That's one of my funny. Favorite little visits. I don't know.
Bacon soup. Let me.
When she was a little girl.
That's so cute.
A mosquito was a mosquito bite. I didn't understand that there were mosquitoes that bit you. So it would be like, a mosquito bite bit me.
A mosquito bite bit me.
A mosquito yeah. bite
That's so
bit
adorable.
Me. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I was cute once.
That's cute. Well, no, bacon soup. I can't think of a bathing suit without thinking of you. My bacon soup.
Yeah, my niece, when she was little, it's so cute, like what kids do. And if they don't know a word, they like relate it to something they know. Mm-hmm. A magnifying glass was Amanda Find the Glass.
Amanda Find the Glass. Yeah. Oh, our
That's
son,
so funny.
A sparkling cider for my son was Appling Spider. He did. He inverted all that stuff.
Well, I grew up Mennonite, and we were terrified about the men of the night who were going to come and try to convert
Mennonite?
Us. Oh, I was terrified when I was a kid. I got
That's
over
awesome.
It.
But. That's great.
Oh, I love it. Carrie, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say to you, girl. Keep it up, and bless your bones, and...
Thank you.
Thanks for your grateful heart, and congratulations on all your success. Keep
and your
it up.
Great music.
Thank you so much. Yep. I appreciate it.
Carrie Underwood.